Illinois Public Media News, this is 2 and 7 today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Thursday, July 24th. Coming up, we'll learn about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. We'll call in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Stateville Correctional Center shut down close to 1 year ago. About 400 men incarcerated there were transferred to other prisons around Illinois, and some were brought to less restrictive facilities. Alfred Morbay was among those. He's been relocated to the medium-security Danville Correctional Center. He says the new environment can be overwhelming.
After you've been on the max level for so many years, where you're just in a cell on a thin gallery, every now and then you get a little movement, but here it's a lot more movement.
Incarcerated men at Danville Correctional Center created a new class to help with the transition. The three-month curriculum focuses on communication, life planning, and critical thinking skills. The staff overseeing the program say it's the first class in the state to help with prison transitions. A top one-time associate of former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan will learn today if he's going to prison for a ComEd influence-peddling conspiracy. Dave McKinney has more.
Former ComEd lobbyist Michael McLean once was among Madigan's closest strategic advisors and, as such, one of Springfield's most influential movers and shakers. But now, McLean could face nearly 6 years in prison. He was convicted for an illegal scheme to illicitly install Madigan political workers in sham no-work ComEd gigs to curry favor with the ex-speaker and to advance company legislation. Prosecutors describe McLean as Madigan's henchman and are seeking a 70-month prison term. McLean is pushing for no time behind bars. A judge is set to decide McLean's fate later this morning.
A funding increase for a federal tax credit could lead to more affordable housing for Illinois renters. Capital News Illinois reports the latest federal domestic policy plan expands funding for the low-income housing tax credit. The credits help developers build apartments and houses at a lower cost, which leads to lower rental prices. Illinois Housing Council's executive director, Allison Clements, says the expansion is a big win.
We still have a long ways to go, but I think this represents, you know, meaningful progress in a tool that we know that works.
Housing advocates say Illinois lawmakers should establish a similar credit to allow more developers to build affordable housing. The new Illinois Quantum and Microelectrics Park on Chicago's south side has secured another tenant. Alex Degman reports.
Governor J.B. Pritzker says Inflection is building a new global headquarters for its quantum operations. The company is getting incentives through the state's micro tax credit program. Inflection is working on a neutral atom quantum computer, which CEO Matt Kinsella hopes will be the world's first built at a utility scale.
Every era has a technology shift like that that allows you to fundamentally rewrite the rules of the game. And quantum is our era.
Quantum computing at a utility scale could theoretically solve problems thought currently unsolvable by traditional binary computers. The new park is going up on the former Southworks site, a U.S. steel plant that shut down in the 1990s. I'm Alex Degman.
Still to come, we'll learn about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. Will Call is coming up next on 2 and 7 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, mostly sunny and hot with a high of 93 degrees. High humidity will make it feel like 105 to 110 degrees with a southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms at a low of 73 degrees, south wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms and a high of 90 degrees, southwest wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms and a low of 74 degrees, south wind 5 miles per hour. And for Saturday, partly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms late in the day and a high of 90 degrees, with a southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, Illinois U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth, the new chancellor of Illinois' flagship state university, and a new book on the lives of Los Yorderos, the mostly Mexican immigrants who work long hours under the hot sun, beautifying landscapes across the Midwest. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on the 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. From Illinois Public Media News, I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Patricia Bradford.
And you're listening to Will Call, where we talk all about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. On Thursday, July 24th, Emma Taylor Trio and Trombari are performing at Jazz in the Park at Morrissey Park in Champaign. You can bring lawn chairs and refreshments starting at 6 p.m. This is part of Champaign Park District's Jazz in the Park, where each month jazz musicians are featured in different neighborhood parks. Emma Taylor Trio and Trombari starts at 6 p.m. on Thursday.
Also Thursday, July 24th, Anastasia, the musical youth edition, opens at the Urbana High School. This musical is presented by the Urbana Park District's Youth Summer Theater. You can catch Anastasia, the musical youth edition, Thursday, July 24th and Friday, July 25th at 7 p.m., Saturday, July 26th at 2 p.m. and at 7 p.m.
And on Friday, July 25th, August Osage County opens in Danville at the Catherine Randolph Theater. This is the Red Mask Players Ghostlight Studio production. This dysfunctional family drama by Tracy Letts invites guests to have a seat at the Westin dinner table to explore the family drama. Performances are Friday and Saturday, the 25th and 26th at 7 p.m. and Sunday, the 27th at 2 p.m. For more information, visit redmaskplayers.com.
Also Friday, July 25th, Alice by Heart opens at Danville High School. DLO's Musical Theater's 2025 Summer Teen production is inspired by Alice's adventures in Wonderland. Alice by Heart opens at Danville High School Friday, July 25th and Saturday, July 26th at 7:30 p.m. You can also catch it Sunday, July 27th at 2:30 p.m. For more information, head to dlomusicaltheater.com.
On Saturday, July 26th, Art Ventures for Kids is at the Krannert Art Museum in Champaign from 1 to 3 p.m. This is for ages 5 and up and their families. It features stories inspired by artwork you can listen, learn, and create as a family.
Saturday, July 26th, Girls Rock CU 2025 Camp Showcase is at the Rose Bowl Tavern in Urbana. From 12 p.m. to 2 p.m., you can celebrate the finale of the Girls Rock CU Summer Camp with live performances.
And on Saturday, July 26th, The Beat is on Market Street in downtown Champaign. This time, it is funk with a nod to Prince. You can get into The Beat starting at 8 p.m. The show starts at 8:30. There's a contest for best dressed and best dance moves. And a reminder, The Beat is the first and last Friday of every month this summer. And on Sunday, July 27th, CU Community Used Gear Sale is at the Rose Bowl Tavern in Urbana from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. Musicians, engineers, artists, and studio owners are selling their gear in a flea market-style setting, including guitars, amps, pedals, DJ gear, and more. There are also giveaways. The CU Community Used Gear Sale is at the Rose Bowl Tavern in Urbana starting at 2 p.m. on Sunday. For more information about these and other events, visit ipmnewsroom.org and click on Will Call. And a note before we go, some of the groups mentioned here may be financial supporters of Illinois Public Media, but they do not influence who is included on this list.
And if you have information about upcoming events, you can email us before Mondays at 8 a.m. at will-call@illinois.edu.
I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Patricia Bradford.
And we'll talk to you next time. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Emily Hayes, Dave McKinney, Capital News Illinois, Alex Degman, Kimberly Schofield, and Patricia Bradford. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.